fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I was telling a friend who's asking me, I was actually talking to Ian Leonard out at Target Field. And he was asking about TV. What do I miss about TV? And I said, I miss like having a bunch of people.
I said, to do stuff for you.
Yeah, I said, I'm like, it's just me and Dan. So during that little musical interlude, I was moving the camera over. So on our live stream, you can see the Card de Sharks board. And what that means is we need some contestants. So I need two people who want to play Minnesota's fastest growing high-low card-related game. And I need you to call 651-461-9226. Dan will pick whoever he wants who calls in. But we're giving away a $50 gift card at PS Steak, Butcher and the Boar, Parlor, Revival. They have so many stores now. Revival coming soon, the fried chicken place in the North Loop.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. And what else do they have? I don't know. Starling in Edina. And I was just at a cheeky noodle bar at Excelsior.
That's new, right?
New within, yeah, within the last year. Mirabel.
Okay,
is,
yeah, yeah.
And then Cheeky is like right in Mirabel.
Yep.
It used to be, was it Jake O'Connor's out there, the Irish pub?
Yes.
So it's in that spot right across the street from Vagabondo. Very good. The Cheeky Noodle Bar, very good.
Mm.
So I highly recommend that. I think I made a video and I don't think I posted it yet. This reminds me I should. It's on TikTok. If you follow me, I'm on TikTok. It's a little exhausting, right? Like we're on TikTok. I have a show account on TikTok, DeRusha Show, and then my own account, Jason DeRusha. So like more of the fun, the food, that stuff on my account. And then we put show clips from our show on DeRusha Show.
You're everywhere. Fun. You are everywhere.
It's exhausting. And probably exhausting for you guys as well. I'm sorry. We're just trying to get the show out to people, you know, give you a chance and maybe you get a taste. The first taste is free. The second, you have to listen on the radio live. But that's how that goes. All right. Dan lined up two contestants for us. And we have a fresh poem. I have not pre-read the poem. So wish me luck.
Be careful.
You never know what Kristen launched at us here. The election is over. The summer soon done. State fair around the corner with the promise of fun. And speaking of fun, you can't get much more than Card de Sharks Friday. Tis becoming radio lore on Card de Sharks. Very nice. Kristen always comes through. She sent in this poem today.
Yep.
From like, I think from a cabin situation. It was accompanied with a picture of a lake, which just rubbing it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we had to work today. Bob is in White Bear Lake. Bob, did you work this Friday?
I'm retired.
Oh, what's it like, Bob? We're all envious.
I highly recommend it. I've been retired for 13 years, and it's great.
Oh,
Good for you.
How young? Go ahead.
I retired at 60, and to be truthful, I don't know how I had time to go to work.
Yeah. When you look at how busy, isn't that funny? Yeah, 60 would be great. If I could, do you think CCO Radio will be around until I'm 60?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, for sure.
I think so too. I think it'll be around. I could probably make it 9 more years, make it the finish line.
I mean, we've been here over a century, but in the 4 years you've been here, you're going to kill it. Is that what you're saying?
Can't rule it out. Can't rule it out. Bob?
As long as you keep Twins baseball, you'll be around.
And we feel that way too. We love having the Twins on the air here. That is for sure. Stand by, Bob. Mark is in Waconia. Mark, did you work this Friday?
No, I didn't. I'm on disability right now. Pretty much retired.
Yeah.
65 years old.
Good and bad, right? Good and bad, but we're...
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Exactly right. That's one of the things that, in my years of interviewing financial experts, talking about retirement, we all have this. We all have, like, the positive idea of retirement, but he said, he's like, a lot of people aren't really in control of when you have to stop working.
Right. Yeah.
Well, $50 and a nice dinner goes a long way, so we're playing for that today. Bob and Mark are two contestants. The way this works is Bob is going to get our first question. I have surveys of 100 people. We ask 100 people a question. You will give, Bob is going to give an answer, and Mark will say higher or lower. Our first question goes to you, Bob, and it's inspired by the fact that I went to my dentist this afternoon. And as I sat down in that dentist chair, got that paper blue apron, a little bib tied around my neck, and that light fixture from 1968 with that amber glow to it shining directly in my eyeballs, the dental hygienist asked me, "So how many times a day do you brush? You know, zero, once, twice?" I said twice. She said, "Do you use an electric toothbrush or a regular toothbrush?" I said, "Electric." She said, "How many times a day do you floss?" And okay. I asked if she wanted me to lie to her. And Laura knows of my, like, I'm a pretty hygienic gent, I would say, generally speaking.
Not when it comes to those chompers.
That's right.
Apparently.
I reject big floss and everything about it. The floss... I hate to use the term mafia, but, you know, I mean, you going to tell me that, you know, the guys behind those placards, those little toothpicks, they're not in cahoots with the big tooth, with big dental? I don't know. I'm skeptical of flossing. But it did make me wonder how many Americans say they floss every day. We asked 100 people, Bob. How many do you think said, "I floss every day"? How many Americans? First, Bob, do you floss every day?
No.
Good. That's right, Bob.
And I'm going to say the average American does not floss every day. So it's a hard question to answer, but I would say 30%.
30%, says Bob. Mark, are you a flosser?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. Laura, you go every day?
I go about every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day.
I feel like that's
That's
probably enough. How much crap are you getting in your teeth?
Enough I tell myself I should probably be doing this every day.
Do you ever draw blood?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes I cram before I go to the dentist, and you're like, oh, maybe
that's
I
because
should be
you never do
more
it.
Often.
You would have tougher gums if you would do it more regularly.
It's probably true. My gums are notoriously wimpy. Pansies. A lot of people have called my gums pansy gums. Mark, can you say, are you allowed to say that? I don't know. Is that a disparaging? I'm unclear.
I mean, you just did.
Yeah. Yeah. You told me, Dan, I could say anything once. So, Mark, do you think the actual number is higher or lower? Bob said 30. Do you think it's higher or lower?
I think it's lower.
All right. Mark says lower. The actual number of Americans who say, well, there's a corollary question that we'll be asking later in this show, which is, do you lie at the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
The actual number of Americans who say they floss every day is 41. 41. Uh-huh. Not a majority. Okay. Bob, your guess was pretty good. So it is not lower. It is higher, which means Bob gets control of the board. Bob and White Bear Lake. Laura's got the cards dealt out. And do you want the blue cards or the red cards, Bob?
I'm going to go red.
All right, Bob goes with the red cards. Laura is going to flip over your opening card, and it is a three. Bob, a nice start for you with a three. When you get the question right, you can always ask to change the card, but why would you change a three? Higher or lower than a three?
Well, I'm tempted to go lower, but I'll say higher.
Yeah, it could be a two. Higher than a three. It's a queen. It's a nice card for you. And, Bob, don't be too worried, Mark. Don't get discouraged. Three more cards to go for Bob on this queen. Higher or lower than a queen, Bob?
Oh, lower.
Lower than a queen. It is a 10. It is lower. Now you have a bit of a decision to make, Bob. Two cards to go. You can freeze, which preserves your progress and locks out Mark on this turn. Or you can roll the dice and go higher or lower than a 10. What do you say?
I'll roll the dice. I'll go lower.
All right, lower than a 10. It is lower. It's a 7. And, oh, now you've really got a choice to make, Bob. On that 7, with just one card to go, do you want to freeze or do you want to go for it?
Go, Bob.
Mark says go. Bob, I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. We'll get Bob's decision in just a minute. Cardi Sharks, $50 from Jester Concepts on the line. We'll be back in just a minute.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Jester Concepts, we're so grateful for their support of Cardi Sharks. Next time you go to Parlor Cocktail Bar in St. Paul or in Excelsior or in the North Loop, where they have a new happy hour in the North Loop from 4 to 6 now, $10 menu. Next time you go, tell them, like, hey, we hear you guys doing the thing on Cardi Sharks on DeRush's show. We would appreciate that if you'd let them know, because we appreciate their support. We've got Bob in White Bear Lake, who's been on a tear, flipping four cards, one to go. Poor Mark in Waconia hasn't had a turn yet, but Bob's got a tough decision because if he calls this card wrong, he loses all his progress. If he calls it right, the game's over and he won. You also can freeze, which preserves your progress, and we go on to the next question. So it's up to you, Bob. You're on a 7, higher, lower, or freeze?
Go, Bob.
for once in my life, I'm going to go with common sense and say freeze.
All right. We've had a lot of gamblers lately, so.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if that pays off for Bob, because the next question goes to Mark in Waconia. Mark, we asked 100 people a question about technology. We're asking them about old technology and saying, you know, do you miss it and want to use it again? So we asked this question about the film camera, about which film cameras have had a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that, Laura, with the kids?
Yeah,
for my son Seth's 21st birthday, he wanted a film camera.
Good.
So we went to National Camera in, what is it?
Roseville?
Golden Valley, I think it is, over by Care 11, and got him a camera. Cassette tape, we asked about rotary phone. What about the payphone? Remember when payphones were everywhere? I remember as a reporter, we didn't have a cell phone. We had to stop and call like the 800 number to call the newsroom to tell them what was going on with our stories at our first job.
Crazy.
Anyway, how many out of 100 people say, I miss the payphone and I want to use it again? What do you think? How many say they miss the payphone?
A tough one. I'm going to say half, 50%.
50%. All right, you make it tough. You make it tough. 50% says Mark. Bob, what do you think? Do you think the actual number of people who miss the payphone and want to use it again is higher or lower than 50%?
I'm going to say lower.
Bob says lower. Laura, do you miss the payphone?
I kind of do.
A little, like the romance
it's
of it.
It's just kind of fun.
Dan, you're young. Have you ever used a payphone?
I'm older than you. By only a few months. I'm sure I've used a payphone at some point in my life, but obviously not in a long time. What I love about it now is that you'll still, randomly, there's a place, is it Plymouth? It's a strip mall anywhere where they still have like just a random payphone booth.
Oh, cool.
There's no, the phone doesn't work or it's not attached to anything, but just... Huh. It's just the nostalgia of the thing.
I like
you
that.
Know, once in a while, you'll see those hanging around. So I sort of dig that. But no, I have a cell phone. I have no need for a payphone at this point.
The actual number of Americans who say they miss the payphone and want to use it again is just 16. Just 16. Much lower. So, Bob, here we go. You have a 7. You have the ability to change that card because you got the question right. I assume you want to change that 7, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. The 7 goes away. Laura is going to pull another card, and the 7 becomes an ace. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
What a change. Only one way for this to be a buzzer, but let's see. For legal purposes, Bob, higher or lower than an ace?
An 8 or an ace?
It is ace. Ace is high. It is A-C-E, an ace.
Lower.
Lower than an ace it is.
Oh, my God.
It's another ace. It's a push. Oh.
Look at you putting the absolute wamboozle on that situation.
That was my
fault. Oh, there's only one way.
I didn't know.
Could possibly go wrong.
I didn't know.
That's a tough beat.
Are you guys accusing me of... I feel like I'm being accused of something.
I'm saying you just messed with the Magambo and poor Bob is paying
possible.
The price.
All right, Bob, you only lost one card, though, because you froze and protected all your stuff. Mark, you get a shot here. You're on the blue cards. Let's give you your first card. You start with an ace as well. Lots of aces today. Higher or lower than that A?
Lower.
Lower than an ace. It is an 8. Eight.
You,
right of ouch is right. You can roll the dice or you can freeze on the 8. Your call.
Let's roll the dice and go higher.
Higher than an 8. It is a 7. It's lower. And it's all right. We go on to the next question, which is going to be sudden death. So here's how this question goes. Whoever wins the question will have a decision to make. You'll either play or pass. But first, you got to win the question, and it goes to Bob in White Bear Lake. Bob, we asked 100 men, do you prefer it when your wife makes more money than you? How many men say, yeah, I prefer it when my wife makes more money than I do. What do you think, Bob? How many men said, yes, I want my wife to make more than me?
And I'm guessing a percentage?
Yep. Yep. Percentage, 0 to 100. You pick.
Oh, boy, that's a toughie. I am going to say 35%.
Bob says 35%. Mark, what do you think? Higher or lower than 35?
I got to go higher.
Mark says higher.
Why wouldn't a wife like that?
Well, the question is if a man prefers it when your wife makes more money than you. How many men prefer it when their wife makes more money than you? Still want to go higher than 35?
Yeah.
All right, very good. The actual number of men who prefer it when their wife makes more money than you is 32%.
Wow.
Just a little lower. And Bob, Bob, you may be rescued on this one. If this is another back-to-back ace, it's time to take these cards and light them on fire, right? But you are on an ace with one card to flip, Bob. Oh, you also get a choice. That is true. Dan is correctly telling me the rules to this game. Because it's sudden death, Bob, you get a choice. You can flip this one card, play, and if you flip the one, you win it. Or you can pass it and make Mark run the table. He starts on an ace, but he's got to flip four cards. So do you want to play or pass, Bob?
I'm going to play.
I would play, too. You're on an ace. Higher or lower than an ace for the win?
Lower.
Lower than an ace. It is. It's a jack. Hey! And Bob pulls out the victory. Oh, boy. My heart was beating a little bit there. I got to be honest.
Me too.
There was a chance that that was going to be messed up again. But it worked out for Bob. Mark, you were a great contestant. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening and for playing.
See you later.
Hope you have a good night in Waconia.
Thank you.
Bob, you're the winner. Thanks to Gesture Concepts. You got a $50 gift card. So you can come on down and come to PS Steak or go to Revival, the fried chicken place in North Loop, when that opens up sometime next month, likely. Or Parlor, that great cheeseburger. Lots of options for you, Bob. So congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you very much.
Glad to have you on the show and glad to have you listening. Stay on the line. Dan will get your information. Laura, great work.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
You absolutely nailed it. The ace to ace. I don't know that I've seen an ace to ace. We've had
one the week before.
Was it both two aces again?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to shuffle.
Vikas is in our comments pointing that out. I remember that. Yeah.
I mean,
then to pull an ace again with Mark at the bottom means that there were only two aces you could have pulled, because remember that was a replacement card.
Mm.
So the odds of pulling one of those two aces out of that deck of the remaining, do the math.
You could. We're not going to.
I think we need a new deck shuffling policy. Like maybe you need to walk these giant cards to another part of the building and find a victim.
A new
who
spot.
Wants to,
yeah.
Yes.
See, that we got to sacrifice a live chicken over them or something.
Right.
You know? Take the hex off.
One of those for sure. We could just go 52 pickup and just go throw them on the floor in the hall. And
that's kind of fun.
Pick them all up. If we do that, we need to record it on video, right?
Or do we do that out at the fair?
There you go. Just throw them
good
out
plan,
to the crowd.
Dan.
Very good. We will play Card to Sharks live at the fair. We're going to be at the fair from every weekday, starting opening day. Well, every weekday. We'll be there 7 weekdays. So Thursday, Friday, then Monday through Friday, and not on Labor Day, and not on the weekend. But that's the plan.
So, but other than that. Yes, but we will play Card to Sharks both Fridays. So if you're going to be out at the fair on a Friday, 4 o'clock, come on out to the WCCO booth, Cardens and Underwood, right between the Sweet Martha's and the Republican booth.
Nice.
And we'll play Card to Sharks. You might get a chance to play Card to Sharks for a prize to be determined.
That's true. We could probably double it, like give the Gesture card and like some state fair nonsense. I don't know if we have a sponsor out there or what is happening.
Andy's Grill is sponsoring our show.
Maybe they're giving some prizes.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a little something there.
You know, I think it's great that we plan this stuff right on the show.
Why not?
Why not? Cook and I spend enough time together in the studio. We don't need meetings. Please. Let's break. In a minute, should we do your most hated word? or should we do who lies at the dentist? Well, if you pick a topic, you guys tell me which one you want to do first. And leave your comment in the YouTube or in the Facebook. So if you're on WCCO Radio, YouTube or Facebook channel watching the live feed, you get to pick the next topic. It's either do you lie at the dentist or my most hated word is blank. Drive Time back in just a minute.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of response to my lack of flossing on the text line today. It's disgusting. Jason, just floss. Is it disgusting? I mean, I'm not like walking around with kale like hanging out of my mouth or something. Why is it so disgusting? Now, I mean, maybe this is the question. Fellow people who do not floss, why don't you floss? 651-461-9226, because I'll tell you why I don't floss. It's too much work. Do you floss, Dan Cook?
Strictly speaking.
Here we go.
No. I do. My nighttime routine is to use a water pick.
Oh, well, I think that I would count that.
You would. My dentist would not. So it's sort of, that's my compromise, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to floss. That's, at this point, that's been established in my life.
Do you know how to do the floss? Do you know what the floss is? There,
I mean, is there some sort of special technique to it? I mean, you just take the floss and you go
dance.
Between the teeth. What are we talking about? Do you know how to do the floss?
It's a dance. It's like, it's a...
You dance while you floss?
No, there's a dance.
That's why it's too much work. You don't have to dance, Jason. You can just stand there.
There's a dance called the floss.
The thing with the arms.
With the arms.
Yeah, no. Like, no, I'm too old for that.
Boop, boop, boop. You're like...
Yeah, no, I'm too old for that sort of thing.
Burp, burp. I can't do it. My kids tried to teach me during COVID, and I couldn't figure it out. A dental lab technician says use a water pick. So I went to the dentist today. I had a new hygienist, Kayla. Kayla was super nice. My dentist, when I go to the dentist office, there's a big old creepy-looking dog-like smiling mascot holding a life-sized ginormous toothbrush. I don't care for the mascot. I feel like when I sit down in the waiting room, the judgment begins from the mascot. Do we need a mascot at the dentist office? I just don't care for it, and I feel like I'm being judged by the giant mascot.
No, we don't need a mascot.
Thank you.
But I'm going to put it on you that you're feeling judged. You have the power to overcome that feeling, and I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
But before I do that... My dentist sometimes listens to this show, so Dr. Lear, no. If you're listening right now, please turn off the radio. Just there's plenty of good stuff. You know, go listen to Barrero or something. But here's the thing, because they do, it's the same routine. You know, are you flossing every day? Right. It's the same questions you get every time. So here's the answer.
Okay.
When the dentist asks you, are you flossing regularly, and you don't want to lie,
right?
You also don't want to feel judged.
Okay.
you just look at the dentist and say, not as often as I should.
Oh.
Because that's not a lie.
Okay.
It also leaves open plenty to interpretation. Well, does that mean 3 days a week? Does that mean two? Does that mean not at all? And it dodges the entire situation and puts the onus back on the dentist where it belongs.
Why does anybody care what the hygienist thinks? Right? Like, who cares? Like, I say, you don't have to lie. And, like, Kayla was wonderful today. I loved everything about today's cleaning. And I was maybe the worst. Jonathan, I was maybe the worst patient imaginable today. Because I go to the dentist today, Jonathan. I sit down, and then, you know, at first, like, I'm making some jokes. And, you know, you can imagine how that went over. Like, you're working on Friday afternoon. So this ding-dong comes in, thinks he's going to tell a couple of jokes to you.
So no.
But,
Jason, no. Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, everyone.
Why not tell a couple of jokes? And then she asked if I floss, and I said, do you want me to lie? I don't know.
Their fingers are in your mouth, Jason.
Right.
You don't want the little scraper thing to be swallowed down your throat.
Sharp implement. Yeah. Sharp implement.
Yeah. And no, we don't need a little statue smiling at you while you're in the waiting room because, well, maybe if they have kids, that's a whole other story, but that's different. But yeah. No, Jason, just sit there and say, I'm here for my appointment, in and out. That's all you need to do.
You don't think like a little opening routine is, don't we do a monologue like it's a late night comedy show? You tell a couple of jokes, then you sit down. Then
you do that with the receptionist, not with your dentist and not with your hygienist, nothing. And you floss because I've seen some nasty teeth.
Kayla seemed to enjoy the jokes. I don't know.
Jonathan, I've floated this theory in the past. Let me know if I'm on to something or if I'm on something here. But okay. I think, like, you know how you can order an Uber and then you click the little box and they don't talk to you for the whole ride? There should be a dental office that markets itself as, we will not talk to you during the entirety of your teeth cleaning. We're just going to sit there, clean, get you out. What do you think?
Amen. And if I'm at an appointment, and I'm getting to the point of my call, when you apply for positions, which I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. You got a job.
We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you is my least favorite word.
Ooh,
right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means no, we're sorry. We're not interested. I mean, honest to God, just be honest and say, we love you. We appreciate you coming in, but we're not going to hire you.
Wait, that's it. That's it. When they ask you if you're flossing, you say, well, I'll get back to you on that.
No,
perfect. No, that's
no, absolutely
brilliant.
Not absolutely no. No, you floss every night before you go to bed. Because if your wife kisses you and a piece of chicken salad comes flying out your mouth, it ain't gonna be good.
There goes Jonathan. Jeff, I have told a hygienist as an answer to this question before, I've said, you're going to find out in a minute. What do you think about that as an answer?
That's a perfect answer.
Like, I mean, I could tell you I floss every day, but you're going to know the answer very, very shortly.
I said pretty much the same thing one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every time I tell you that I floss, you get in there and start flossing and tell me that it hasn't been enough. You catch me at it. So don't ask.
Right. Why are we doing this charade? It's because they have to put it in the computer, right? It's all here are the 47 questions we asked. Hygienist today, she dispensed with all of the other questions. It was fantastic. Yeah. She was wonderful.
And I don't like flossing because I hate trying to wrap that string around my forefingers.
Yeah.
You're in there trying to figure out how to do this without gagging yourself. And try to keep your pinky finger out of your nose.
Did you know, Jeff, did you know the incidence rate of floss-related sort of finger injuries, or even worse, what do they call it when you chop off like a leg or chop off
amputation?
Do you know the finger amputation rate when it comes to floss?
No, I don't.
12%.
But I bet it's fairly higher than we would expect.
12%. 12% of floss users have lost the tip of a finger because of overly tight wax floss wrapping.
Oh, my God. I lost the tip of my thumb once to a dog bite. You think I would enjoy having part of my own finger coming loose?
Not good. Not good. Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad, by the way, when Jeff said, you know, whatever you're talking about, tips.
I was hovering over the dump button.
It gets a little dangerous. Textures. Do you floss regularly? Is the question, and my answer is always yes, once every 6 months. That is a regular.
That is a regular pattern.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I rinse with Crest Pro Health, and my doctor said that is the same as flossing. Kind of surprised me, but I'll take it.
Yeah, that sounds like complete nonsense to me, but if the dentist tells you, write it down, record it. Hey, here, let me film
it. Could you sign this?
Could you just let me videotape you saying that, and then.
Now, a texter says don't wrap it around your. Just by the way, I was totally making up that percentage of people. Like, that it sounded so believable.
Don't ruin the bet.
Just to be clear, I feel like legally, like some Odyssey lawyer is going to come at me and say, like, well,
they were going to do that anyway.
You can't just make up stuff on the radio. If you want to keep texting about
flossing, listen to the show.
But big love to Kayla. Hygienists are the heroes of the dental office, and the dentist, to me, the biggest fraudulent job in medicine is the dentist, right? The hygienist comes in there, and like the hygienist essentially like perseveres through a hellish war zone, scraping 6 or 7 months of crap out of your teeth. And then the dentist comes in at the end and like poke, 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 everything looks great. And then the dentist charges you like $800 and you pay the hygienist like $50 for like a car wash of your mouth. I'm on your side, hygienist. Drive time back in a minute. Everybody's telling me floss picks. Use floss picks instead of the string. That way you protect your tip of your finger. I keep some floss picks in the rooms I hang out in, says a texter. I have follow-up questions about that. Do people like going to the dentist? Because I do like going to the dentist. I sort of alluded, Dan, to Jonathan, that I was a bad patient today because, I mean, I wasn't the worst patient. I asked a hygienist that once, like, what is the worst dental patient? And they said, anyone who eats an Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
Oreo is the worst.
I mean, it is silly to do like you talk about the cramming before going to the dentist of, you know, doing all the flossing and all those things.
I didn't even brush this morning.
Well, but see, that's the thing. You do at least have to give some effort.
You don't.
Otherwise, you walk in there with halitosis and you're breathing God knows what into that poor gal's face.
I had a great cup of Caribou coffee this morning.
Can't imagine she appreciated that.
You know, do you pre-wash your car before you go off to the car wash?
No, but you don't have the car wash guy, you know, dealing with all your mouth germs either.
Well, I didn't sign up for the job. I we all make our choices. I don't go in like intentionally. I don't go.
Kind of sounds like you do.
Well, I just didn't brush this morning.
I didn't brush. I knew I had a dentist appointment, so I didn't brush and drank a big cup of coffee. Here.
It feels so good, though. Like, I love going to the dentist. I would go to the dentist once a month if you could get in. You know? The hygienist told me to tell all you guys that they need more hygienists. So tell your kids to go to the dental school or get the training because that makes sense. Texter says, I love going to the dentist. It's the only time I get to hear something nice about me. You care so much about your hair and clothes, but not flossing, says a texter. Well, here's the thing. We all only have the capacity to think about so many things. And I have filled my mind with such drivel, such useless information, such useless passions that there's no room for flossing. Sorry, dance card's full. Like, I'm thinking about pre-owned luxury watches, you know? I'm thinking about ContinentalDiamond.com. Thinking about the Continental Time Check. 4:57. Time to get ready for local news and one more hour of drive time.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.